This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything. Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76 to be exact.
75.
Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is the elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, in our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen.
Rockstar Miss Constance sounded like she got up on the right side of the bed this morning.
75.
Is an elephant heavy?
It is.
Benedict Cumberbatch, viewed as one of the best actors out there, I would assume, doesn't get a lot of great roles, probably because of his good luck. Would you agree with that, Rocky?
He's a good-looking guy. He got a great name, too, Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's a tough draw, that one, isn't it?
The actor just revealed that from now on, he will reject roles if his female co-stars don't receive equal pay.
A valiant way to stand up for the ladies. I get this.
He's probably going to have to reject some roles or take less pay.
Now, during a recent interview with Radio Times, the Avengers Infinity War actor explained why from now on, he'll only do projects where women are paid equally. I mean, he's going to lose a lot of work.
Or work for less. I mean, it's one of the two. If he's willing to work for less, because there are a lot of studios out there that just say, we'll cast somebody else. I mean, does Benedict Cumberbatch make a movie for you? Like, if you say, I've got to go see this.
No.
Why? Because Benedict Cumberbatch is in it.
No.
I think he's a good actor. I'm just saying. He's a very good actor. He's not a guy done away that makes a movie. Like, if Brad Pitt puts a movie.
He's not a draw.
Yeah.
Trying to raise awareness to equal pay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's probably going to require a bigger name than him.
Benedict, not a great name, rock star.
Well, just the whole name, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. I can see
I'm done.
The lady walking in saying, I have a date tonight with Benedict.
Well, when I heard that Fox was rolling out Lethal Weapon for one of their shows, I didn't think it would make it to season 3.
You've been watching this, right?
No, I've never seen it. I saw it. It was on one of my TVs and like didn't have sound, was just like glancing back and forth at it. But the Clayne Crawford guy that played, I guess, the Riggs part, the Mel Gibson part, he was blown off the show last week. Rockstar, I don't know if you know anything about this.
No.
But he obviously got in two situations on set with producers. They decided to fire him, but they have hired a new co-lead. It's American Pie's Sean William Scott.
So he's going to play the Mel Gibson part?
So Stifler is now your new Mel Gibson part, yeah.
I had no idea this was even on TV.
Yeah. No.
So is it like
it will be past
just a legit three. Remake of Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, weekly. With a different situation every week.
Weekly. Yeah.
Year 3 now.
I did like the Lethal Weapon franchise as a kid. And Lethal Weapon still a really good film.
How many movies did it go?
I think 5.
4.
Four
wow.
Or 5.
Four.
Yeah. I'm getting too old.
I remember 2.
In part 2, we remember Patsy Kensit, right?
Which one was the nail gun?
South African?
Nail gun was 2.
2, yeah. That was a good one.
Central Florida man is accused of hiding his legless fugitive girlfriend from police by stuffing her into a plastic storage container.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
48-year-old John Robert Carr of Winter Haven is charged with resisting arrest. News outlet reports that Carr attempted to hide 39-year-old Crystal Lee Anderson from U.S. Marshals. Now, Anderson was wanted for failing to appear in court on charges including false imprisonment related to a 2015 incident when she allegedly held people hostage at a Burger King with a BB gun. It ended in a shooting with police, and she unfortunately lost both legs.
And no reason to look in there. That's just my plastic storage bins.
Now, authorities received a tip that Anderson was with Carr. He denied Anderson was there, but an officer had spotted Carr placing the now 4-foot-tall woman into the container.
So she lost both legs in a Burger King kidnapping?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She was probably a 6-footer before the leg injury, right?
4 feet. That's just, that means...
Yeah, roughly.
Whew.
So you're saying she lost 2 feet?
Indeed.
Legitimately.
It's true.
A state judge on Tuesday suspended the medical license of a local psychiatrist who admitted to drinking 2 8-ounce glasses of vodka mixed with cloves just 2 hours before seeing patients at his office near downtown San Diego.
Mixed with cloves?
Clove.
Cloves.
I thought he said clothes as well.
No, clothes like you smoke. Now, according to law judge Susan Boyle's ruling, Dr. Marco Chavez acknowledged that he had a drinking problem, said that he drank the vodka and cloves concoction, one at 6 a.m., the other at 7 a.m. as a home remedy suggested by his mother.
What? He just never says it's a home remedy. For what?
Chavez right. told the judge the drinks tasted so bad, his mother hoped the experience would help Chavez from drinking altogether.
If you drink these two vodka drinks a day, it'll stop you from drinking.
Now, the medical board's case against Chavez started in February of 2017 when one of his patients complained to the board that Chavez had mailed her a box of sample medicines that also contained an empty vodka bottle. At his hearing, he acknowledged that he did drink to excess with friends on Sundays, which he called Sunday Funday.
Hashtag.
Hey, I have confirmed this. Alan says this lethal weapon cat is from Clay, Alabama. Did you guys know that?
The Chain Crawford guy?
Clayne Crawford.
Clayne Crawford.
Yeah. Did you guys know he was a local?
Did not.
I never knew that. So the American Pie guy?
No. Well, you're confusing the two. Sean Williams.
The guy that is.
Kenny Glover is from Alabama.
Replaced.
Sean Williams Scott replaced the guy that is from Clay, Alabama.
He's the one that wrote the show The ATL, right? He's the Han Solo.
What's it a Saber laugh? It's Saber is a fresh head on the joke.
It's a great video, though, his song.
Okay, so we know we've got a problem with bullying in schools. It is turned a little bit. We've got new bullies, new arena.
Okay.
Senior citizens.
They're bullying one another.
Nursing homes, senior centers, and housing complexes for the elderly have introduced programs, training, and policy aimed at curbing spats of bullying, an issue once thought to be exclusive for the young. Now, according to Betsy Gran, she's the director at San Francisco's 30th Street Senior Center, quote, there's a click system just like everywhere else. It's like Mean Girls, but everyone is 80.
See, I can see this. I mean, you have people living together, fighting over, you know, that extra piece of cobbler.
I saw it on Better Call Saul.
Well, they get after it. And they are big gossipers, too, and they get after it physically.
Now, all staff members are receiving 18 hours of training that included lessons on what constitutes bullying, causes of the problem, and how to manage such conflicts. Seniors were then invited to similar classes held in English and Spanish, teaching them to alert staff or intervene themselves if they witness bullying. Signs, even placemats around the center now declare it a, quote, bully-free zone. Pretty sad.
That is sad. You'd like to think you could live in peace in your final days there at the retirement home.
And Rockstar, this seems like a story that we've had in the past, but Joshua James has been arrested after allegedly tossing a 3.5-foot alligator into a Wendy's drive-through window.
It makes its repeat. It's I don't know if it's repeated a lot. Every 2 or 3 weeks, either Wendy's or a Burger King.
Boy, it's a lot of effort.
Jupiter, Florida resident pulled up to the drive-through, received a drink from an employee, then threw the reptile into the restaurant, according to a report from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Now, the incident occurred in October, but the suspect was only recently taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. Seems like they might have something better to do.
Then chased out a guy throwing an alligator in a drive-through?
James, who admitted to having picked up the alligator alongside the road, he's got some stones. has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, illegally killing, possessing, or capturing an alligator. According to his mom, quote, it was just a stupid prank that has now turned into this. He's a prankster. He does this stuff because he thinks it's funny.
I was just kidding.
Now, during the court appearance this past week, a judge ordered James to stay out of all Wendy's restaurants, to limit his contact with animals to only his mother's dog.
Oh, yeah.
And to undergo a mental health evaluation and to avoid possessing any weapons. Probably all good points there.
I'll tell you.
If he throws the family dog inside a McDonald's drive-thru, he's got a problem.
He really does. I like that Wendy's Frosty. I think it's good.
Is the vanilla one any good?
It's not as good as just your standard Frosty.
Yeah, I've never had a vanilla one.
Yeah, I think I've tried it. It's not a Frosty. The Frosty's got to be that chocolate flavor.
You know, my days at CBS 42 are winding down. They brought us Frosties the other day.
So good.
Yeah, perfect nighttime snack.
Got to eat it with a spoon. It's tough when you're driving. That's one of the problems with the Frosty.
Yeah. Can anybody suck a Frosty through a straw?
That's an awful thing.
That's I'd like to meet him, by the way. I'd like to meet him.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.